Birmingham's received a lot of attention for its downtown revival, with more apartments, even a grocery store, slated to open in the next couple of years. But that has some business types warning that growth could be stunted because of the city's taxes. That's where we start with this morning's Magic City Marketplace. Joining me is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal, Cindy Crawford. Good morning, Cindy.
Good morning, Andrew.
Well, what are you hearing from some of these businesses about the city's taxes?
The revival has been great for Birmingham, but a lot of business owners who want to move downtown or already have digs downtown are saying it may be too expensive to operate a business in the city. You know, they point to an increase in business license fees in 2008 for a dome and public transit, which neither of which have come to fruition yet. And they say it's pushed some companies to go to neighboring cities with cheaper taxes and better parking and other suburban perks.
Well, meanwhile, there's concern about rising rents for apartments in the city, that the rent's getting too damn high.
Yeah, there's a lot of construction of apartments going on downtown, and the cost to build those apartments is rising. So there's concern they are so high-end that the young professionals they're catering to won't be able to afford them.
Well, what do city officials have to say about these critiques?
Well, we talked to Mayor Bell about it, and he said taxes aren't going to get cut anytime soon, because residents and companies here already wouldn't want to see services reduced. So it'll be up to them to show the quality of life and the business life is worth the money.
Well, Birmingham has a history as a center for the steel industry. More recently, it's produced a cluster of top-notch restaurants. Now it seems the city is home to a growing hub of general contractors. Cindy, tell us more about that.
Yeah, we've seen this new trend where construction companies that have been best known for building healthcare facilities or commercial projects are turning their attention to building sports arenas. Post-recession, we're actually seeing universities and teams around the country making plans for new stadiums, and Birmingham companies are getting smart and putting in bids to build them.
What are the projects these companies are involved in?
One of the biggest projects given out lately was to a team led by the Birmingham firm Brassfield & Gorrie, and they're going to be building the Braves' new stadium in Atlanta. BL Harbert International built Auburn's new basketball stadium and just got another big project awarded to them to build the basketball arena at Ole Miss. So they're really making sports a niche.
Well, finally, rumors are swirling that the ride-sharing company Uber is coming to Birmingham after the company posted job listings for drivers in the city. Such services have faced roadblocks as taxi companies protest what they see as unfair competition and cities struggle to regulate them. But first of all, for those who aren't familiar with them, you know, how does Uber work?
Yeah, Uber is an app that passengers can use to meet up with contracted drivers for hire. And it's used in cities all over the world, including nearby cities like Atlanta, Memphis, and Nashville. And in a city like ours, where public transportation is really limited and taxis aren't on every corner, it actually could be a creative solution to get folks where they need to go.
Well, how's their potential arrival in Birmingham being greeted?
Well, the general public is excited about the option. It's a little more outside the box and hip and techie way to get around. Now, on the flip side, taxi companies are wringing their hands, thinking this newfangled business will add too much competition.
Well, we've seen cities such as Washington, D.C. embrace Uber. The state of Virginia and others have banned ride-sharing companies from operating. How do things look here?
So far, it actually looks pretty mixed. The city actually recently passed an updated ordinance that could make some of Uber's services too expensive and burdensome for them to even want to come here. For example, it requires drivers to carry at least $500,000 in insurance and have a business license that could cost at least $300. And then they want their vehicles inspected at least once a year. But there's a public hearing set for July 22nd where the rules could open up for Uber.
Cindy Crawford is the editor of the Birmingham Business Journal. Cindy, thanks for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.